When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven.
One of the things I love most about radio is its power to make people use their own imagination. Radio can transport you anywhere. You can feel you are watching events unfold, or become caught up right in the middle of a situation. A dramatic producer's aim should be to make the listener feel part of the world they have created, and the listener should be able to describe what they see and feel while listening to the piece. The clip you just heard is from a Radio 4 production, The Revelation. This is a dramatisation of some of the most powerful and controversial passages in the Bible. Even if you had no idea what was going on in the clip, could you feel the importance or the power of the sound? What did it make you feel? In this part of the programme, John is describing doors being opened in heaven. Now you know what the sounds are, try listening again.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven.
Obviously, a lot of what is described in the book of Revelations we can only imagine. This is another power of radio that fascinates me, being able to make people believe in sounds they know cannot be real. But how is the sound of a door opening in heaven brought to life? Well, take a piece of paper and tear it very slowly. Now, if we slow that down even more, and perhaps put a bit of echo on it, we can see the sound is very simply starting to take effect. These illusions of sound can be heard all over radio. An excellent example is the 1978 version of Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, with strange machines, talking books, and aliens popping up everywhere. Sound was obviously going to be an important challenge, but many of the effects were created without the use of clever editing or sound effects. Just listen to the foot warrior struggling with his feet that are apparently the wrong size for his shoes.
We'll go in my business buggy.
Up one, sir.
And don't limp.
No, sir. I'll try not to, sir.
Don't just try. Cut it right out.
Yes, sir.
That was very simply a man with his foot in a bin, which apparently still had cigarette ends in the bottom, not because it affected the sound, but simply because they were too tired from recording to be bothered to take them out. The magic of sound is all around us most of the time. At some point today, make time to just sit and shut your eyes. Listen to what is going on around you, and let your imagination take over. What could you be hearing? Is this a man in a bin, or a foot warrior to Hig Herkenflurst, trying to control his prisoners?
Now you're limping with your other foot.
Yes, sir.
Don't limp with either foot.
Right, sir.